winter. They do have a problem in that they tend to break.
Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's your sports on WTAW.com. And thank you for logging on this Friday.
The strongest possible branching.
Let's start off talking high school basketball. The playoffs continue for the Rutter girls and the Consol boys tonight. The Lady Rangers are two wins away from the state 4A Final Four when they meet 31-7 Rockwall tonight at 6 at the Garland Special Events Center. Rutter is 34-5 going into this regional semifinal. The winner will meet either Highland Park or West Mesquite in the regional championship. Consol's boys will meet Dallas Jesuit in the 5A Region 2 area round tonight. Jesuit is 26-6. Consol is 30-4. They'll play at 7 at Waco Midway Gym. The winner meets either Naaman Forest or Consol's district mate Colleen Shoemaker in the regional quarterfinals. Alex Caruso leads the Tigers in scoring with 15.5 points a game, rebounds 8.5, 6.3 assists, and 5.5 steals per game. We'll go over the other Brazos Valley teams still in the playoffs next sports. The Aggie basketball teams are both wanting to bounce back from midweek losses as the regular season winds down. 14th-ranked A&M women will host Texas Tech tomorrow night as the Aggies keep their eye on second place and the second seed in the Big 12 tournament. Tech is 5-10 in the Big 12, but they've been the only Big 12 team to play number one Baylor within 10 points, not just once, but twice. The game tips at 7 o'clock. It will be senior night tomorrow night with the Texas Tech game, and you can hear it on 1150 AM The Zone. The Aggie men are striving to get back to or above 500 after slipping below that season mark for the first time with their back-to-back losses to Missouri and Kansas. They're 13-14. Takes at least a 500 record to make the NIT postseason, and A&M still has Kansas State and Oklahoma left. Tomorrow at 1, the Aggies are at Oklahoma State in Stillwater. You can hear that game here on 1620. Also in the Big 12 tomorrow, Iowa State's at Kansas State, Oklahoma's at Baylor, Texas at Texas Tech, and the nation's spotlight game tomorrow, Missouri is at Kansas. The 4th-ranked and 4-0 Aggie baseball team will play its second weekend at the new-look Olsen Field at Bluebell Park, starting a three-game series with Holy Cross coming from Worcester, Massachusetts. This will be their season opening games. They were 24-23-1 last year. They're picked to finish 4th in the Patriot League. Game times are 6:35 tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow, and noon on Sunday. The Aggies are expected to go with the same pitching rotation of Michael Wacha, Ross Stripling, and Rafael Pineda. Friday and Sunday games will be broadcast right here on 1620. Saturday's game will be over on 1150 AM The Zone. After the second day of the Big 12 Swimming and Diving Championships in Columbia, Missouri, Texas leads the pack with a 104-point lead on A&M men. The Aggie men had no wins yesterday but got a second-place finish from John Dalton in the 50 free. On the women's side, the Aggies still lead the team competition by 46 points over Texas. Maureen McLean won the 500 freestyle, and Janie Puffin won the 1-meter diving. The meet ends tomorrow at Mizzou's Aquatic Center. And you can get there at 11 a.m. today and watch the heptathlon and the decathlon, or you can wait till 3 and watch the running start for the two-day Big 12 Indoor Track and Field Championships at the Gillum Indoor Track. The Aggie men are after their second straight team title, while the Aggie women can end the Big 12 era by winning 5 of the last 6. All events will start tomorrow at 3. The Aggie men are ranked 3rd in the nation and have the best Big 12 mark this year in 7 events. The A&M women are ranked 5th and have the best mark in 3 events. And it was a tough opening day for the Aggie softball team at the Cathedral City Classic in California. A&M lost 6-4 to Florida yesterday in their first game, and yesterday afternoon were run-ruled by New Mexico 15-3. Today they'll play Washington and Brigham Young. Yesterday was the first day of the NFL Combine. The week-long event is taking place at the same stadium where the Super Bowl was played a few weeks ago in Indianapolis. The Combine, of course, gives NFL executives and coaches a chance to watch and time many of the top college players in the country. There are 7 Aggies competing this week. Kicker Randy Bullock, cornerback Terrence Frederick, wide receiver Jeff Fuller, running back Cyrus Gray, cornerback Coryell Judy, and quarterback Ryan Tannehill. Juwan Blair matched a career-high 28 points last night to help the San Antonio Spurs down the Denver Nuggets 114-99. Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, and the rest of the Spurs starters scored in double figures. San Antonio has won 12 of their last 13 heading into Sunday's All-Star game. And the University of Texas will honor former running back Ricky Williams with a statue at the football stadium. The bronze statue of the Heisman Trophy winner will be unveiled at the Longhorns' annual spring game in April. The statue will stand next to the one of Earl Campbell. And that's your look at sports. Thank you all for logging on today to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.